You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spy, a family reading club, a manga reading club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga podcast, a family non-network. I'm here, Luke Hollywood. He's returned. Makes this triumphant return to the Spy family.
Come back like a bomb drop.
Yeah, Jim. Like a bomb dropped indeed. You come back when Frankie isn't around.
Who's cooking them croquettes? I read that last chapter. I'm glad I didn't have to do that one.
You ended up not realizing that we had already done that one. I just haven't put it up yet because of that. But I did tell you that I did it. So here we are, though, and we have Luke back to go back in time to see.
Be kind, rewind.
To see how Twilight ended up getting his, you know, not his groove back, actually getting his origin story of why he became a spy. What are we talking about, Luke?
Blow up kids.
I don't think that's how you would say it, but that's fine. Give it to us, Luke.
Well, this week we got the Spy X Families Mission 62, or to you and me, Jim, Mission 62.1.
Oh, 62.1. And we have a young Twilight. I like that they, I guess you wouldn't know originally, but they do kind of spell it out and they almost slip. You almost get his real name, but it's redacted. But yeah, he's playing with his buddies. He's playing war. You know, hey, I'm a soldier here and I'm a soldier there.
Army style.
Exactly. And so the problem, though, is that while you end up having the advisor, who is a young Twilight, he's really good. He's kind of a leader, but he don't have the garb.
He doesn't end up having the money. Fancy helmets and fancy
and guns and stuff. So he ends up being like a coordinator. He ends up being almost like a spy. He does sneak up on people. One guy who, crying Joe here. This kid, he sneaks up and he uses his rubber band pistol and gets him with a rubber band. The guy's like, I'm not going to go down from a rubber band. Like, I shot you. And you keep mentioning this idea of him not having his, you know, army gear and garb, and you end up seeing the advisor at this point was his code name, but he would grow up to be Twilight. And there he is, the happiest he's ever been, probably at this point, because I wouldn't call
young
him happy
innocent.
In the regular deal. He's very naive and innocent. Yeah. He's about to get slapped silly. And I don't know.
By reality.
If you have all that too. But are you supposed to. Like the dad, because by the end of this, you don't, but you kind of figure.
War is bad, but so is domestic violence.
Dad and war both bad. But yeah, so you even have this guy who got shot and taken out, you know, in their game. He's like, yeah, well, you don't rank until you got military gear. And then he's like, but I told you, my dad's really strict about that. His dad, I think that his dad's supposed to come off as a guy who's like, a peaceful guy, but very handsy. So it doesn't work. Like, he doesn't want to think about war. Like, don't even think about it. I'll slap you silly.
Make slaps, not peace.
He's being physical. I just don't get it. But you did end up having Twilight found the place for them to play. It's an old army storage depot. Maybe not the greatest place to play when maybe the enemy might bomb you at a certain point. But we'll talk about that later. But yeah, he ends up where they're marching around. They're doing their thing. They're just doing kids stuff. I mean, you play cops and robbers. You play army, all that stuff. And it's not anything bad. The problem is that war is kind of coming. It's
on
a threat. Even though at the one point they're saying, well, there's not going to be a war because, you know, Wisteria and Astania, they've kind of come together with this peace treaty. But then you hear on the radio, like just briefly where nobody's listening, it's like, looks like that peace treaty might be falling apart. And nobody seems to be listening.
The festival preparations are more important than that business.
This actually, I think in my mind, a lot of this chapter, it's pretty good to read it in a row, this one and the next one, because a lot of the places, I'll just, you know, spoil a little. Twilight thinks this town, our town's great. Everybody's happy. Oh, look at these kids playing. You'll see a lot of these locations in a worse light the next deal, like they're going to be just blown up. So it really does hit stronger when you do read them both you know, back to back. But he comes home. He's like, Mom, Mom, I'm back. Oh, Dad's home? And right away you're like, oh, gosh. And so how you play it with this and how you play with Twilight and just Spy Family in general, we're not really going to see the dad's face. We're going to get half his face. He ends up where you just want him to be this father figure. You don't have to really get attached to him, but you want him to, I don't know, like he slaps Twilight right in the face. I mean, he slaps him right in the face because he says, oh, me and my friends were playing, you know, army and my studies. I think I want to join the army and be on the battlefield. That's what they're playing. Like, even when they're playing the games, it's like, I'm going to be an army soldier. How about you? Yeah, I'm going to be an army soldier. One guy's like, I think I'm going to go to college and smoke pot and protest. And like, get out of here. They don't want to play with that guy anymore. But you end up where he's all like, I can fight. I know it, because you end up as dad right away. It's like as if you were a little kid and you went to your dad and said, Dad, I want to be an archaeologist. Your dad said, stop with your nonsense, Jimmy. But he does. He says, you think they put a coward like you on the battlefield?
You can't even afford the gear.
Yeah, I can't even get the gear. I wanted him to say, I think there probably will be a draft, so there might be some people that are cowards, but yeah, oh, you mean me? What a jerk that. His dad slaps him. He says, I can fight. I'll kill those awful monsters from the east.
You've been having tea with the monsters? How awful are they?
He smacks his kid to then pretty much tell him not to be racist or not to be. It's weird.
I want
to
smack the prejudice out of you.
That's what it is. He's beating the prejudice out of him. And it might work, because Twilight's like, you know what? I think you're the worst thing, Dad. Like, I actually want to go in the army to fight you, jerk.
Whoa.
But yeah, his dad, I'm telling you, as he's talking, he's shaking that backhand.
He's getting ready for round two.
The mom's like, dear, and then she realizes, like, this isn't the first time. And if she pipes up too much, she's going to get it. Which she does then. This guy, the idea that the guy who's kind of teaching not to be prejudiced is just awful.
Peace
awful
is important,
person.
But not in my house.
Yeah, really. Like, you know, he's nicer to the enemy than he is to his own family. He's like, there isn't going to be any war. You should hope for peace, not conflict. So when this is at, it actually feels like he's telling Twilight real important things, because Twilight, being a spy, he is trying to get peace. So Hansi McGee dad here did teach him a lesson, but I don't know why he would. It's the worst. So, and just the idea too, where he's just like, he grabs the gun, like the gun breaks, all these things going down with Twilight, like his toy rubber band gun, everything's done. He goes into his room, he goes under the covers, he hears arguing and maybe more between, and yet by the end, it seems like he's so upset and really wants to learn the lessons of his father. Oh, it's weird. Because then he goes back to his buddies. And I love to call them bully boys, but they're like, yeah, they're his war buddies. The one kid's like, man, you see that comic in the paper today? And it's like political cartoons he must be talking about. And I want the rest of them like, yeah, I don't deal with that crap. Like, I don't understand. But like, it was hilarious, totally hilarious. And then, you know, of course, the biggest guy in the...
Aren't you guys hungry?
Are you hungry? Like, we just ate. He's the guy who ended up getting shot earlier in the game that he was mad and throwing shit at Twilight.
Hey, lady, four croquettes and then whatever these guys are ordering.
That's what I was like. Hey, four croquettes, what are you guys getting? Like, that would be good. and you realize that was the last of the croquettes. He ate them all. So you have a play of a small town, because they are like, later Twilight will hang with the croquette lady. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'm a kid. I'm in my town, like thinking back in the day, and just
Young
some
Jimmy.
Random guy just yells out, hey, come over here and help
give
with the decorations.
Hand,
and I'm like, and then will you give us candy? I don't think, you know, that
you're not
happened.
Supposed to take the candy from the strangers.
And also the idea, I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think I'm working for you right now. I didn't.
Unpaid labor.
Yeah, I didn't put the time card in. I didn't punch in. I'm out. We're playing. But then they start talking to these people, because that's where they're going around. I swear to God, they're hammering stuff so bad that they don't hear that the Austinian foreign minister has said they're going to reconsider the peace. Like, uh-oh, this is important information they're not hearing here.
Quit putting up flyers and start putting up barricades.
Yeah, get this stuff over here. Hey, you pick up that box. You get there. Oh, man, you guys are so weak. We're going to lose this war. And then you end up having young Twilight's like, is there really going to be a war? And then this guy with a, I'll tell you, sus mustache, he says, ha ha, as long as you kids get to keep playing make-believe, we'll be fine. I don't think that's how reality works. I think this guy's nuts.
They're not going to shoot any bombs now.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you guys can play make-believe. I mean, I get what he's saying is, and it doesn't make sense in the thing. Hey, is there going to be a war? Well, let's just hope that you kids are allowed to keep playing make-believe and not get drafted and die a horrific death at the front.
Everything will be A-OK.
That doesn't answer the question. But basically what he's saying is, well, as long as there's no war, we won't have war. But if there's war, we'll have war. And it'll suck. Because then he's like, I'm telling you, Twilight's head's spinning. He's like, you didn't answer it. And then you got old-timer pipe smoker. That new pact they put together has ended little conflicts and skirmishes. What, you mean the pact they just announced on the radio that might go down? Then you got a guy with a cane who's standing there. This ends up being like everybody, like these people just pop up out of nowhere. Like, surprise. You fools are blind. That's what the enemy wants us to think. So you get this back and forth. Pretty much what we've learned is nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. Off to play war. So, because they're eating their croquettes, which look like they're on a stick. Pretty cool.
Croquette
pretty
on a
cool
stick.
Deal, right? So they're like, yeah, and hey, if the Eastern thugs sense our weakness, you kids better keep playing. Hey, what's going on? And then you have this kid, you know, Mr. Croquette Hunger, war, peace, the army ain't going to let you in without a proper uniform. I'm like, boy, times are tough when a kid who's like, if you don't have a uniform, I mean, this is how you don't go to war. You just don't buy a uniform.
You're buying your own uniform.
If people would have just figured this out, like, you wouldn't have all those, you know, protests of the day. You just don't buy a uniform. That's what happens.
Easy peasy.
What are you going to do? Fight with your hammer? You already busted your rubber band gun.
I don't know
how they knew that, but I wanted him to hit this kid over the head with the hammer and see how good it works.
This kid's annoying.
He's the Mr. Annoying. So then you get that classic where you have Twilight come. His dad's on a business trip. Things have been heating up along the border. We don't know what really his dad does. Mm. We have no idea. This seems to be like the next day, right, from when he smacked him in the face. Mm-hmm. So you end up where you smack your kid in the face, you ruined his gun, said not
now
to play,
and all of a sudden, go out to business.
All of a sudden, he's going to go and say, hey, could you give me some pocket money? Because I need to get a reference book. I'm like, yeah, I don't believe that. right now, I'd be like, well, he's busy,
he's
but I'd
studying
say,
the art of
yeah,
war.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, your mom will buy that book for you because you know he's going to be lying. He's like, oh, is that right? That's great. He does look like what you little see. I think he did take a lot after Twilight, but he ends up, well, here you go, $10. Go and get that. When I get back from my work trip, maybe I'll take you to the fair. So
Wow-wee.
Be good while I'm gone, okay? And I wanted little Twilight to say, okay, but how about this? We don't go to the fair and you don't hit me and mom. Can we make that deal? Like, maybe that might be the deal. Like, he almost feels like he's leaving. And he's upset, like the last thing he did was slap him across the face. But off he goes, and it was a lie.
Ooh.
You end up where we know what he's going to get, but also the dad, I think he also looks at the dad maybe not coming back as a lie too, but he's like, oh, dad, he almost said it. Like, why doesn't he just give the $10 back then? He wants to say, oh, dad, I was actually lying.
Because he's guilty, but he's not that guilty.
I'm going to buy army gear, right? And then he's like already like shielding his face. The dad's leaving. And it says, that night, dinner tasted like ash in my mouth. And I don't know if you realize this. It's because dad's the cook. Mom is terrible. They were eating
burnt
ash,
dinner.
I think. They were just eating like ashes from the fireplace. She didn't. But you end up where you then have him show up, looks cute. One of the best things
fully
of
equipped.
young Twilight. He shows up fully equipped. Everybody's excited. I like where, like, you got the soldier set. Wasn't cheap. Okay. And then I wanted one person like, how'd you get the money? He's like, let's not talk about that. But they're still going, oh, advisor this. And they're about to play. He did all this. And then he lasts for like a second and says,
game's
yeah,
over.
I don't want to play today. Because he said, because he lied to his dad. And his dad did, don't leave the gun there. Just get a refund. Take it back to the store. Maybe they'll give you the money back. You know. But he doesn't do that. He kind of just ditches things. Still has the helmet on. But he goes then to talk to the croquette. Yeah, and he goes to the croquette lady, and I guess he saved a little bit of money from the thing because he's getting one croquette today.
Whoa.
He's by himself and then starts talking. She's like, oh, you know, and he says, would I make a good soldier? And everybody in this town, you don't want a war. So she's like, well, I think that you shouldn't worry about that. Why don't you instead, you know, come and help me at the shop here. I'll pay you this money. I'll do this. And like, even when they're going with this, because he offers that, you end up where he starts asking, well, I want to fight the Ostanians because they're monsters, right? With horns and they eat people. And then
why don't you eat this croquet instead and stop talking nonsense?
I've got cousins who live in the East. Right there, I think you go to the secret police and turn her in. Like, she might be
croquet
in trouble.
If
they had horns, it'd run in the family. And do I look horny to you, is what she should say. But Jesus, no. And he's going to eat croquettes, and he wants to get a job there because he wants to pay his dad back. And, you know, he'd have to work hard to get that whole deal. It's okay. I mean, he's worried. And as that's going on then, but boom, the town blows up. And you could just imagine. You don't see exactly where it hits. I kind of think that it hit the depot where his friends were. I mean, that would make sense.
Why would they target the army supply base?
Yeah, why would you? Why would you? You're playing in the army supply base with all the weapons and things. And why would they target that? You see the keep out sign. They didn't listen. They're going to keep dead. And then you get that radio again. Special alert. This is a special alert. We're receiving reports that the Ostanian army has crossed the border. You mean the border where his dad was heading to and launched attacks against eastern provinces? This just in. A real handsy father slapped the crap out of all of them. We win.
But he can't slap them bombs out of the sky now, can he?
He's not going to. So it's bad. Things are bad. And you do have, we're joking around a lot in this because it's a side deal, but you do have that idea of kids playing war. Now it's going to hit them hard. It ain't no playing
There's
anymore.
No playtime.
And this is what shaped Twilight to then be against war and want to actually do stuff to stop it. Again, it's the politics deal, but done in a way that you can get down with it. Because I think even at this point, we're so far, if people really were quizzed about, give us the full politics. Like half the time, people are like, I don't even know the countries. No. I don't know this, but
it's very much in the even though
East
it's the main
West,
mission,
right?
It's very much the background.
It's like
of
back
story.
In the day. I don't know exactly all the rappers involved, but I knew it was the East Coast, West
East
Coast rap.
West Coast.
So I know that. That's all you need to know. But yeah,
fighting
so
for them croquettes.
You end up seeing all the troubles, and there are going to be some people dead.
Troubles.
And so we'll go from there. What would you give it?
Yeah, we usually like these side missions. This one already, even with just this chapter, this one
you're
felt
say
a lot
better
more
than Frankie.
Well, that's not saying much, Jim. But this one feels a lot more, vital to the story. You know, some of the other side chapters, you feel like you can skip them. You know, you're not missing much, but this feels like this is pretty important to understanding what's going on. Yeah, that's not going to be, the callback that we're going to remember in years.
And you know why you can tell this is a little more vital is it has a couple parts. Usually these things, we get a couple in a row, but they're not actually continuing.
It's full-length chapters as well. Like, we're getting, this is a proper deal.
Yeah, we rarely say that. Like, some of their chapters are like 29 pages. So when they have a special chapter, sometimes they are a little less, but this one's actually legit,
it's
19 pages. It's crazy.
You have to get that, you have to get plenty of panels for that.
Yeah.
Daddy slapping. Oh my goodness. But I liked it. I'm going to be interested to see what happens in the next couple of chapters. Hopefully it doesn't explode too much, Jim. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's what you should say.
Indeed. Something's cooking and it's not them croquettes, I'll tell you that much. Oh boy. But I'll give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going 8. I like it. I thought the art was good, and it does set up some things. We were just joking. I don't know why it became a jokey thing. Because it is pretty. Maybe it's because that's gallows humor.
Nothing is more hilarious than, you know, innocent civilians getting
and
blown up.
Children getting smacked by their father, and then innocent people getting destroyed.
Amazing.
And also croquettes. I'm not a huge croquette fan.
Maybe they deserved, if they were selling them on a stick, maybe they deserve to get blown up, is all I'm saying.
Like the outer part, like the crispy part, but I don't like the inside consistency much. Like, I would get it, I'd be like, oh, a scotch egg. And then when I bite him, I'm like, it's not
a
scotch egg.
Well, a few more bobs and there's not going to be anything consistent left in this whole town. Oh, boy.
They're all going to be on a stick. But yeah, that is it. So thanks, everybody. I hope that you're continuing to listen and read along. Hopefully locals join me again next week for part
Maybe.
2. We will see, but we'll talk to you then.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.